What if schools taught songwriting? Wouldn't that be great? Young children would learn how to craft songs the same way they learned to write an essay or attack a math problem, and they'd gain a skill that could stay with them forever. Paul Reisler, the founder of a nationwide program called Kid Pan Alley, has done the next best thing. He's created a songwriting residency at schools that has given birth to more than 2,700 songs, with over 50,000 kids taking part. He's coming to Hawaii, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, or good afternoon, where I am, Chris.
Well, I'm sure it is. What made you come up with this idea?
Well, it was an accident, actually. I live in a very small town in rural Virginia, right along the Skyline Drive, and one of our best friends was organizing a three-week interdisciplinary residency in our local school back in 1999, and she asked me to do music with the kids, and I thought, well, I'm not really interested in teaching them. She'll be coming around the mountain, but I'd been teaching, and I've been writing songs since I was about 5 years old, and I'd been teaching songwriting to professional songwriters at that point for about 20 years, mm-hmm. and thought, wouldn't it be interesting to see what we could do with kids, to see if kids as a group, in a group process, could write a song. And the first day I went in there, we wrote six songs, and by the end of those 3 weeks, we had about 60 songs, and there were a lot of really great ones, so everybody was asking me for recordings of them, and finally I got this idea to get all of the musicians in our community together and record an album.
Were you
and
surprised?
That was the birth of it.
Paul, were you surprised by how many songs those kids had in them that first time?
Yes. I had no idea what to expect. I was just knew that it would be an interesting thing to try, and 2,700 songs later, here we are.
Well, what you found was that a lot more people, and very young people, have songs in them that probably they didn't even know they had in them, yeah?
Well, no, I'm sure they didn't, but, you know, kids have what you really need for songwriting, which is, more than anything, is imagination,
mm-hmm.
and somewhat of a lack of self-consciousness. You can just say whatever comes into your mind before you self-edit it and say that's stupid. And so we have had some totally amazing songs. We've even had a song that got a Grammy nomination.
That self-editing is one of the things that happens when we grow up, and I use grow up in quotation marks. But we do, as we get older, we talk ourselves out of a lot of creative endeavors, I think.
That's exactly right.
Here's
so I noticed that kids are, there's a little bit of an inverse relationship between the quality of the songs and the age of the kids after about fifth grade, where they start being so self-conscious that they have to edit themselves before they say anything.
That's when the second guessing of begins. Is that a good idea? Could it have been a better idea? All those little demons right. we have that kind of drag us down in a way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Paul, here's a song that was crafted by some Hawaii kids. I'll let you, we'll play a little bit segment of it, and I'll let you tell me about it.
Okay.
The shells on the shoreline, the mountain breeze, the stories of our ancestors swaying palm trees. It's perfect here in paradise, perfect on the Aina. Let me tell you who I am. I am who I am.
Who was that, Paul?
That was John Chiave mm-hmm. Singing and playing one of the guitars, and I was playing the other one. We were both playing slack key style.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a song we wrote with kids at North Kohala Elementary on the Big Island. They were third graders there, and I just love the song because it really captures the mood for me of being there on the islands.
How does
I've really noticed that, go ahead.
How did it come to you? I mean, did you know one kid suggest one line and then another got added? Was it sort of lyrics first or chord changes first? What was the, you know, what were the building blocks here?
So when I walk into a classroom, usually I say, well, what do you want to write about today? And we get about 20 ideas up on the board, and then they vote on it. And whatever gets the most votes is what we write about. And someone said, oh, let's write about being Hawaiian. And then we do lyrics first. And The reason we do lyrics, well, we don't do a whole song. We do a section of lyric first. And so we'll brainstorm, and then we'll start, when I start to see some direction taking shape from the brainstorming, we'll start to write a section of lyric. And the reason we do lyric first is I want the kids to say exactly what they mean, mm-hmm. not to worry about, oh, can I fit it into this box of chord changes? And so a lot of the Kid Pan Alley songs may have a couple extra beats here and there because they're saying exactly what they mean. And then mm-hmm. after we have a section of lyric, we clap. I have them read the lyric, and we clap the first line to get the rhythm, the natural rhythm of it. And then I'll have another child read it. And with my hand, I'll show them the pitch they're speaking on. Because in popular music, it's informed by the way in which we speak. In a way, you could think of speech as being compressed melody or compressed song, and song being expanded melody. We go up higher, we might go down a little lower, but still it needs to follow the natural pitch and rhythm of our conversation. And we'll just go through, someone will come up with the first line musically, and I'll play it for them in three or four different styles, maybe as a blues, maybe as a song like this, Hawaiian, and maybe as a jazz song, and they'll pick which one most evokes what they're trying to say. And we just go through it line by line and do that until we have a section completed.
You know, Paul, a songwriter I worked with, a very good songwriter I worked with a long time ago, told me that he knew he had a song when he could sing it, clap his hands, and with no accompaniment, that it would work in that context. Just melody, hand claps to give you the beat. It sounds like something like that happened in your process.
Absolutely. I think songs should be able to stand alone. And so a great song can be sung a cappella. It's always wonderful, you know, to add all the other instruments and have all of that. But so much of the time, there isn't much there in a song. And so they dress it up and put a lot of icing on the cake to try and make it look like something. And I really believe that the song, the melody and the lyrics should be able to stand on their own and really speak to what you're trying to say without needing all that other stuff piled on top.
Couldn't agree more, Paul. Thanks very much for talking with us. Paul Reisler is the founder of Kid Pan Alley, a nonprofit that provides group songwriting residency programs to children in schools across the United States. Kid Pan Alley is coming back to Hawaii beginning on the 13th until February 10th, and Paul will be at Kukui in Wailuku, Maui, at Kihei Elementary, and at Kamaili Academy in Waianae during that period. You can learn more about Kid Pan Alley on our Facebook page, The Conversation.